Well, all right. Up next is our good friend and retirement specialist, John Burrs. This week, John will explain the dangers of debt. So without further ado, here's John with this week's financial strategy.
Well, hi, Jerry. As we start the new year, it has been exciting to see how many people are taking advantage of the Christian Financial Advisors Network. I have talked with many people around the country who do not have a financial advisor or would like to have a second opinion on the advice that they are currently getting. And just so that people know, CFAN is a 100% free referral service. Once you meet with your CFAN advisor, any fees that an advisor might charge will be explained well in advance, and we will be more than happy to discuss with you your concerns, answer your questions, and help you establish solid Christian financial principles that will help take you through the times ahead. It is easy to contact us. Just go to the Christian Financial Advisors Network website, and that is located at cfanetwork.org. Again, that's cfanetwork.org. Once you get there, just click on the link that says, I need an advisor. Fill out the short form, and you will get a call within 3 days. Or you can call the CFAN hotline at 1-800-609-5530 toll-free. Again, that's 1-800-609-5530 and request to talk with an advisor. So I hope to talk with many more of you as we navigate through all of the financial decisions that lie ahead of you. And if you would like to contact me personally, you can email me at John, that's J-O-H-N, at cfanetwork.org. Again, that's John, J-O-H-N, at cfanetwork.org. And I would be more than happy to talk with you. Today, I would like to ask the question, what are the dangers of borrowing money? I understand that most people need to create some debt. For example, most people cannot afford to outright pay for their home, so they need to create some type of a mortgage loan. You may need a car to have the ability to earn an income. So all debt is not bad debt, but the abuse of debt can be detrimental to your family's survival. It is important to make sure that you can afford to pay your debt back in a successful manner. So as you consider what items you are willing to go into debt over, make sure that you have the ability to pay for it. Some of the areas that I have seen people get into real trouble is when they don't consider the difference between need and want. I believe it is paramount to understand this difference. Need items are those items that you need for you and your family to survive. The want items are typically the excess items, and unfortunately, a one-day shopping spree can create a major problem. Let me give you an example. I talked with a lady just the other day that had excessive credit card debt. She told me that she bought a sweater for $50, and she had a coupon for $10 off. So she was happy with herself because in her mind, she saved $10. So I asked her the question, did you need the sweater? Or did you just want to have it? Well, you know the answer to that question. She wanted it. So right there, you know that she spent $40 needlessly. So I asked her how she paid for it. The answer was on her credit card. Then I asked her if she would pay the credit card off at the end of the month. Well, because of the prior expenditure she had on her credit card, the answer was no. What people fail to recognize is that if you cannot pay off your credit card debt at the end of each month, you are paying substantial interest on that purchase, and the item that you purchase costs more. If you make purchases on credit and pay them off over time, you end up paying the original purchase price plus a fee or interest for the extension of credit. This means the cost of acquiring the goods is greater. In other words, it isn't really a sale if you buy that suit at 10% off using an 18% credit card. Let me give you an example. Let's say I wanted to go buy a suit for $300 and I got 10% off. That's $30. So my sale price was $270, and I put it on my credit card, so my credit card now has $270, and I decided to pay it off at $15 per month. The total of all my monthly payments actually came out to $317, so I paid interest of $47, thus making that $300 suit cost more at $317. These are just a couple of scenarios, but some folks have actually gone out and run up not only credit card debt, but also created second or third mortgages on their home with bigger ticket items like buying boats or motorhomes. Not that these items are bad, but if you are creating unnecessary debt that weakens your financial position, then these might not be considered wise purchases. The Bible does not forbid indebtedness, but it does warn about its abuse. For instance, in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 7, it points out that the borrower is in danger of becoming a servant to the lender. So where are you currently when it comes to having debt? Do you really understand the difference between need and want? And are you disciplined enough to execute that understanding? Well, I trust this financial insight has been helpful, and I look forward to the next time when I can help you provide the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence.
John Burrs is a retirement specialist within the Christian Financial Advisor Network. You can find it on the web at www.cfanetwork.org. Or if you're interested in finding a Christian financial advisor in your area, simply call 800-609-5530. That's 800-609-5530. And press option 2 for the Christian Financial Advisor Network. Someone within your area will be in touch with you within 3 business days.